Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each Tuesday at this time by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats, joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you actually had a couple events since we talked last. Had a duel with Riley County there last week, and it was a 42-42 tie on Thursday, but you actually won on criteria with less forfeited matches there. So you pick up a dual win at Riley County on Thursday, and then Saturday a performance at the Phillipsburg tournament. Had some good showings there. Brennan Walker got first place for you at 182. A couple second place finishes as well for Prohaska and Johnson for you. Just overall, how do you feel about these two events that you had last week?
Well, the duel, there was only six in the duel with Riley County. There was only six contested matches, so it wasn't much of a duel. And Riley County is fairly strong in their lower weights, and that's where we're young and inexperienced, and they kind of put it to us. We ended up winning one of the six contested matches and ended up in a 42-42 tie. And in high school wrestling, there can't be a tie, so it goes to criteria. And as you said, we won the criteria because we had less forfeits than them. So it wasn't real pretty, and it wasn't a great duel. Our kids didn't wrestle real well either, and a little disappointed with that, but a win's a win, and so we came away from that. At Phillipsburg, as you said, we had one champion. Brendan Walker had a nice tournament and ended up winning his weight division. Prohaska was second at 152. Creighton Johnson was second at 285. Tate Cadle put together a nice tournament and ended up third at 145. And Braden Burks was also third at his weight class, 195. So a tough competition, which we knew that it was going to be. And we got to see some schools that we have not seen thus far this year. It was nice to see a team like Great Bend. They brought in a really nice team. And we ended up placing fifth out of 16 teams in the tournament. We were fifth. Hoxie won the tournament. And Norton was second, but it was good competition. As I said, we got to see a few teams. Great Bend, Rossville was there, Fredonia was there. Those are teams that we don't get to see during the season. El Saline, another team that we don't usually see during the season. So that was good for us and good competition. And now we got to get ready for league and the region. So kind of on the countdown here.
Coach, you also had some JV kids that competed at Phillipsburg. How'd they fare there?
Hey, we had some kids that did well. At 182, Jack Bowers ended up second. At 195, Wesley Adolph ended up second. At 132, Jacob Berry was third. At 106, Aiden Loomis was fourth. And at 132, Tristan Thompson was fourth. And it was good to see those JV kids get some matches in and take home some medals.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview the league tournament coming up later this week, and JV at Chapman as well here on the Locker Room Chats.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a couple events coming up this week for you. You head out to the league tournament coming up here on Thursday, and that's at Russell. And then coming up Saturday, your JV goes to Chapman. What are you expecting to see in these two events for your squad?
Well, league tournament, it's a round-robin situation. Six teams in our league, so... It's just a round robin, and most of our kids will depending on the number of kids in the weight class, but most weight classes, I believe, are going to have 3, 4, or 5 kids in them. So we have been league champions the last 2 or 3 years, and we expect to be league champions again. That's certainly was a goal of our kids at the beginning of the season, to win the league again, and we expect to do just that. We're going to see some of these same kids that we've seen in the previous several weeks, but that's the way wrestling is, and it comes down to the end of the year here, and it's going to be very important that we win some of these matches at the league, because this will decide region seeds for our kids. So these are very critical matches, not only so that we can win the league, but also so that we can get seated where we need to be seated at the region. So we're very much looking forward to that. Saturday we travel to Chapman, and it'll be kind of the last hurrah for some of our JV kids. And it's a very good tournament at Chapman, and usually with a lot of teams and a lot of kids. We're very much looking forward to that, to give our kids one last shot at taking home some medals.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Blewett Trojan wrestling team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck to the kids out at Russell and Chapman this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Blewett Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Blewett.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
And welcome back here on the locker room chats, our Osborne locker room chats, high school wrestling with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Bulldog Wrestlers. Coach, you didn't actually have any events this past week as far as competition was concerned, but what were some of the things, I guess, that you focused on during this little time off here, a little break for the kids? And I'm sure, obviously, it's a good chance to get health if you have any of those kind of problems, but what were some of the things you worked on over the last week?
Yeah, probably worked on a little bit, just taking a break, to be honest with you. It's a long road, but we worked on, again, just going back through basic stuff, fine-tuning. Like I said, that's probably the biggest thing we work on, just fine-tuning what we're good at, find the moves that we can do and just work on them a little bit more. And they say it takes 10,000 times to do a move, to get it down. So, I don't know if we got that many times in, obviously, but, just work on that, kind of their bread and butter, I guess, for each kid. And then we took some time off. We had junior high wrestling on Friday and then had Swan Song here Saturday. So could just kind of give them a little break away from everything Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, take a 3-day off. And I said, we got to focus on this end run. I'll obviously go to Lincoln this weekend and we got that to deal with. And then it's regional. So I said, really, it's down to how they want to perform and how much work they want to put into it here these next 2 weeks.
As you said, you go to Lincoln to compete in the Leopard Invite here coming up later this week. And just looking at that tournament this year, what are some of the things that you're expecting to see as far as competition is concerned? I know there's not a large amount of teams that come, but there is still some good competition there.
Yeah, Manhattan will be there. And it is on Thursday. I think one of our calendars had Friday, but it is a Thursday afternoon, I believe. So at least I'm hoping so. That's what I've got down. So, Manhattan's there. Plainville, we've only seen them maybe once this year, I think, maybe twice. But, there's going to be some good kids there. And so it's just a good, tune-up match. And like I say, we're basically down to it's either going to happen or it won't. And we're gonna do the best we can, put our best foot forward, and go from there.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team, here in our locker room chats. We're only going to make you do one segment this week, Coach. So we'll talk to you next week and talk about this Lincoln tournament and heading into regionals next week, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit ncksports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit ncksports.com today. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And welcome back here on our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchison joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you had a couple duels. You went over Republic County Thursday, 48-32, a 48-35 win over Rossville on Friday in dual action. So a couple nice wins for you there against some pretty good competition. Take me back to Republic County. What did you see from the group against them, and what did Republic County bring to the table there on Thursday night?
Well, I think I told you last week that, you know, Coach Polanski has done a tremendous job there at Belleville, Republic County, and he unfortunately had a couple kids miss the lineup that night, and so we weren't able to wrestle all their kids, but I think he had another one get injured there Thursday against Ellsworth kid, so we weren't able to wrestle him either, but... As far as our kids, they competed well. So, thought we did an outstanding job for a little notice, the kids that we were going to wrestle, and we stepped on the mat and competed.
Again, Rossville then on Friday. It's a team that came up for the, you know, they come for the Phillipsburg tournament, so they just stay in and come up the night before to do this duel. What were some of the things that you saw from Rossville, and how important is it for you to maybe see some different kids like that as the season goes on?
Yeah, it's really, other than going to Manhattan, it's really one of the only few Eastern Kansas schools that we get to see yearly. But, it was, you know, they came with a vengeance, and they've got a couple of really good wrestlers. And we stepped on the mat, competed. We were able to, you know, with some of the smaller schools where they don't necessarily build a full lineup, we're able to. Matter of fact, I think that was one that we actually – we came out ahead on give me points, you know, so I think we were 6 ahead on that. But, you know, again, I'm happy with our kids. We're not satisfied yet. We've got a ways to go yet. Not a long ways to go, like I've been telling you the last couple weeks. But we're getting there, and we're going to have to be there looking at some of these brackets coming up that are going to be at our regional tournament. So I'm just happy with the kids right now.
We're talking about Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the final competition this week before regionals comes up next week here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy 3 equipment service inspections and get the 4th free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchison still with us on our locker room chats. Coach, a duel coming up with Plainville as you finish out the regular season portion of your schedule. I believe that's Friday night. With Plainville, what do you expect to see from them? I know you've seen them at some tournaments already this season, but does it differ at all in a duel format, or are you just expecting a pretty good challenge here on Friday as well?
No, it'll be a great challenge for us. Plainville is a ranked team in the state of Kansas, 3-2-1A, and I'm not sure who they're going to have in the lineup. You know, with illness is going around right now, and there's people missing, you know, entire weeks of school. This influenza that's going around is kind of a nasty deal. So I don't know who they're going to have in the lineup. I don't know who we're going to have in the lineup. We're just going to go and compete. It's at home. It'll be our last home event before the regional tournament. And we'll just try to make the most of it. We'll try to have the atmosphere as good as a wrestling atmosphere can get. And we're just looking forward to Coach Baker coming into town and we'll give him our best shot we possibly can give him.
Take me into your room right now. What are some of the things, like, you know, maybe people that don't listen to these every year, or maybe missed it, but what do you focus on here in the room as you're getting ready for regionals here with just one more event left?
Well, we're, you know, I think, you know, my philosophy is always that you spend more time early on learning and techniques and those types of things, and not so much live drilling, just going over things, trying to get positioning right. But right now, it's just high intensity. We don't need to be there long. You know, we're not there. But as far as actual practice time, we don't practice much over an hour right now, but everything's highly intense. You go through live drilling scenarios. You go through a little live wrestling. You do some other stuff, and then you break up. You might show one thing, something that we need to work on, maybe correct, and then it's right back to the stone and trying to sharpen up things as good as you can. So that's kind of been my platform for a long time now. It's worked in the past, so I don't expect changing anything.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and best of luck Friday night against Plainville.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy 3 equipment service inspections and get the 4th free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.